Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be excited because we got our good buddy Ed Yordan back on the show. Ed is one of the greatest minds in the world of technology that I've ever met. He is actually a member of the Computer Hall of Fame, a distinction that I'll never accomplish. He's the author of a number of books in the area of technology and also the future of technology. And he's our good friend, Ed Yordan. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. Which one is your last book, Ed?
The last one is Outsource.
Outsource, that's right. Yeah. I've got so many of them here, and they're all, you've written so many over the years. But, Ed, one of the things that, that's been fascinating to me, back in the 60s, one of your forebears, one of one of the pioneers of the industry that you work in that I benefit from, came up with an idea about the pace of change in the area of computers. Talk to us about that. It's called Moore's Law.
Yeah, he is still active in the field, Gordon Moore, and he wrote his famous paper, which you can actually find on the Internet.
It's right.
Public in 1965, and basically he said that the trend that he was seeing was that roughly every year and a half, computer power would double. And the interesting thing is that when he wrote law or this phenomenon would only go on for about another 10 years until
right.
1975. And, you know, every 10 years or so, all of us in the computer field have been staggered to see that it ain't over yet.
Right. And by the way, his name is Gordon Moore, and
right.
he is a co-founder of Intel. Go ahead.
That's right. Yeah. And as I say, it's still active. There was a paper written in 2005 suggesting that it could go on for another 10 years from that point.
Right.
Intel, where Gordon Moore, you know, has been so active, predicted in 2008 that this law would continue on until the year 2009.
Which is basically that the computer processing power, and I'm going to give this in an elementary way, will double every 18 months, right?
That's right. And pretty much in all the important dimensions, number crunching power, you know, the ability to compute.
Has that law held up pretty well over the last 35 years?
Yes. Yeah. It's been
amazing, hasn't it?
Sorry?
It's been amazing how much he nailed that 35 years ago.
It is. It is absolutely amazing. And again, it was just based on what he had seen over a period of a few years in the mid-60s.
Right.
And he didn't think that it would continue on. But now we're beginning to hear that it's going to go on for at least another generation. Yeah, the reason I was thinking about that is that I just unwrapped and played Mac computer this morning, which has 32,000 times as much memory as the first Mac I got in 1985.
Which I owned. I had one in it.
Yeah, well, I waited until the second one, the Mac Plus. And it had a half a megabyte of memory, and now I've got 16 gigabytes of RAM.
Right. My first one had 142K or something like that. 156K
well, I mean,
or something like
that. When I started the computer field in the mid-60s, you know,
right.
it's a factor of 10 million or so.
Right, right. So
the reason for small businessmen today is that roughly every 5 years or so, you're going to have computing power that's an order of magnitude, a factor of cheaper, faster, and smaller than what you've got now. And that provides a whole new world of opportunities for anybody who is visionary enough to say, well, what if we had something that, you know, fit into this teeny
right.
space or that.
And it's one
faster.
Of the reasons why 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, Ed, I predicted that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. And I was thinking largely about the incrementalization of power, the democratization of ability, the miniaturization of budget, of the cost of these things, and how that would work for a small business's budget. And this is the past as far as I'm concerned.
No, absolutely. You know, your previous speaker was talking about this issue of scarcity versus ubiquitous stuff. And here's the economic aspect of it. You know, big companies put all these rules and regulations on how their very precious computers are going to be used, and now, as consumers, we can ignore it. We all control our own technology.
Right.
You know, we buy it for a modest price and put it in our pocket, and it's ours to do with as we choose.
Absolutely. And this is really empowering small business owners. And so, folks, I'm going to say something I've been saying for a long time. You don't have to win the technology race to be successful. Don't try to win the technology race, but you do have to keep the leaders in sight. As long as they haven't gone over the horizon, out of sight from you, you're still in the race. But if they ever go out of sight, you have a danger of becoming irrelevant. So pay attention to what Ed Yordan is saying. When we come, we're going to talk to Ed about one of the things we're going to talk about is cloud computing and what's that going to look like in the future. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.